This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And around our Dunedin Community Boards we go. We land today on Mosgiel Tyree Community Board, and joining us on the line now, Rebecca Shepherd, Chair of the Board. Morena, nice to have you with us, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jeff.
Been a busy month since we last spoke.
Oh, we've been very busy. Yes, it's certainly been a good learning curve for our mostly new to local politics. We've had, you know, quite a few interactions with the council over things, you know, certain workshops and things like that have kept us pretty on our toes, and making sure that we're informing, well, first of all, that I'm informing my board and that they all know what's going on. There's lots of different moving parts, and making sure that we also inform the community what we're up to. Because at the end of the day, that's who we're here to kind of advocate for and listen to and pass things on to the council from.
Indeed. Yeah. So what have been your key areas of work over the last month?
Well, certainly the DCC annual plan process involved submissions, and anybody was able to put submissions in for that, and, you know, members of the public and obviously the community boards as well. We put in a reasonably thorough submission to that. The annual plan didn't have a lot of change from the previous one, but we did make a submission on the key changes. But we also added in there, obviously, we've got a few other things around Mosgiel. We need some more pedestrian crossings, and we obviously have an issue with our heavy traffic going through the centre of our town. So we made sure that we made quite a good submission on that to ask that the council keeps that front of mind. Yes.
Yeah. With that in mind, you've had a study workshop on the Mosgiel transport issue. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So there's been an ongoing study in Mosgiel. What we were told was to look at all the different traffic movements and how things are functioning in Mosgiel currently and how they're going to function going forward. And then we sort of were given a workshop to sit with NZTA, DCC, transport people and councillors and ourselves as a community board to hear what the outcomes of that study were and to make any sort of comments on it. And unfortunately, I think it was quite disappointing what information we had available from that study so far. It's not completed yet, and we're assured that there's going to be more future sort of projections that we're going to have accounted for when we see them again later in the year. And I'd be really disappointed if there aren't more future projections, because they seem to have focused on where we're at the moment. And it, you know, it looks like there's a bit of heavy traffic, and, you know, they sort of downplayed it all. But, you know, forgetting that we've got a huge amount of development going on out here. This is the prime place for residential development, and there's a lot of commercial development going on as well, and we've just got to think about what that traffic's going to do through the centre of our town. It's not going to be a very nice place to live if it carries on the way it is.
Yeah. All right, so speak with data, that's what they say, right? So there's a bit more work to be done yet on being able to project.
We sort of thought there was going to be a lot of data coming out. I mean, I'd talked it up to community groups. I'd sort of, you know, said, you know, wait for the study. We're going to have all the information we need, and it's really going to push it to the changes that'll ease up the traffic going through the centre of town. And unfortunately, it didn't really address that at all. And I'm hoping that what we hear, and they sort of talked about September, October, there'd be a follow up with the future projections, and that's where I think, well, hopefully we'll get more information on what's going to change.
All right.
Yeah.
So the board's paying attention to these big strategic issues, but you're also continuing to work on your local initiatives at a lower level as well?
We're definitely looking at the lower level. I mean, it's not lower level. Some of these things are so key. I mean, we've got, as I mentioned before, we've got pedestrian crossings that we've needed for a long time in some of the other roads, and particularly Factory Road and Bush Road, which, you know, that bisects the town, and there's a lot of people living on the other side, and we've got amenities on the other side of those roads that people need to be able to walk backwards and forwards without having to dash across traffic. At the moment, the only controlled crossing is actually at the lights at Gordon Road, and it's a long way for particularly disabled or older people, but people with young kids and anyone really rushing for a bus. doesn't want to have to walk all the way down to the lights, and so people are kind of running across the road. And I think we've got to get to the point that we're a reasonable sized population here. We need to account for it with pedestrian crossings. Yeah.
Continuing to update your community plan as well?
Yeah, that's obviously key to finding out what our community wants us to do. So we need to be guided by the community, and at the moment, because we're quite a new, it's new in the trainium, we're working on what the previous surveys said, but we will be putting out a survey shortly to find out exactly what, make sure that we are on the right track with what we want, and make sure that our community plan reflects what the community wants, and so that what we're putting our effort into is actually what the community needs and wants, not just what we think it is, and busying ourselves with things that maybe aren't important anymore.
Rebecca, also, I guess part of the challenge always is to raise the profile of the community board amongst the community and let them know how and in which ways they can raise issues through the board. So you're doing a little bit of work on a pamphlet.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of work on it, actually. We've got lots of little projects going on with that. We need to update the pamphlet. I wasn't sure whether we needed a pamphlet, but it seems like it's quite a good idea to have to tell the public what the community board can do and what we are doing by sort of explaining what the community board is for, and also giving our details obviously out. And then we can put that around at different places around town for people to access us a little bit easier. Not everyone's on Facebook. And then obviously having interactions with people. I mean, we've got we're going to develop a new logo for the community board, and that's a really neat way that Rose has come up with an idea to engage the younger people around our community. So she's going to be going to visit Tyree College shortly and put together a proposal for them to design, for kids to enter the competition to design us a new logo, which is quite a neat way of engaging. I think we've talked about it before, but it's quite a neat way to engage the young people who aren't necessarily that sort of keen to engage with a boring old community board.
Communications also through newsletters, and we see these in different forms across the city as well. You're looking at some options around that as well.
We are. We're quite keen. That idea that you sometimes see in cafes, that coffee news type thing, we thought maybe that might be a nice way that we could just on a quarterly basis, or even, twice a year basis, that we just say what we're up to, what the community board can do, how to approach us, all that sort of thing. Just some little interesting stories. And we've got a lot going on, and it's hard to convey all of that in the current, media that we've got. So it's just another thing we're exploring, whether we can budget for that and put out a little newsletter that might be available at all the different doctor surgeries and places around Mosgiel and Outram and beyond.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, you mentioned that not everybody's across Facebook. We make a lot of assumptions about how connected people are, but a good old fashioned printed newsletter can reach people that are otherwise perhaps being a little bit left out of the loop.
Yes, there's a newsletter that's in Outram that's really it's been around for a long time, and I've noticed that there's a lot of uptake after that's come out. I think it comes out quarterly, and it's a really, because there's a lot of retired people out in Outram and maybe they're not on Facebook, so we're not talking to them. So I find that we have a lot more engagement after that newsletter comes out. We've put a couple of things in there, and I'm actually going to write some stories just to let people know what we're up to for the upcoming one, which comes out, I think it's the beginning of August. Yeah.
Lovely stuff. And I guess you've probably got a meeting not too far away.
We have. We've got a meeting tomorrow. Yes, we've got a meeting tomorrow afternoon at the Mosgiel Library at the Downs Room. So, yeah, if anybody would like to come along, it's open to the public, so 4 o'clock tomorrow.
All right.
It's there every 2 months.
Probably a bit too late to get anything on the agenda for that, but you're certainly welcome to be part of the process and to see how the board works and to get in touch with the community board about getting any item that you want to talk about on the agenda too as well. So,
absolutely.
Plenty going on, as you've said, Rebecca, and I suppose we should let you get back and do the good business. Look forward to future conversations with Mosgiel Tyree Community Board. Thanks so much for joining us, Rebecca Sheba.
Thank you. Okay.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.